Hello children, I'll be starting with the next chapter from your English reader textbook, The Happy Prince, written by Oscar Wilde. This story is about the Happy Prince and a little swallow. The statue of the Happy Prince was a beautiful one which was set on a high pillar in the center of the town. His eyes were made of blue precious stones and a red precious stone was placed in his sword. One night a little swallow was flying over the town and decided to rest between the feet of the Happy Prince. And while resting, a drop of water fell on him. He looked up into the sky and he was wondering, as there were no clouds. Then a second drop of water fell on him. He decided to change his resting place. Then suddenly a third drop of water fell on him. When he looked up, he saw that the Happy Prince was crying. When he asked the Happy Prince why was he crying, the Happy Prince told him that when he was alive and staying in his palace, he was very happy and did not know what was sadness, as he had everything. But after his death, when he was made into a statue and put on this high pillar, he saw that his people were filled with sorrow and misery, which broke his heart and made him weep every day. Now the Happy Prince asked the swallow if he could help him by giving the poor lady who was taking care of her sick son in a house and could not afford the doctor's fees, by giving her the red precious stone. And the swallow did that. The next person who he asked the swallow to help was the writer, who was cold and hungry and could not afford his rent, by giving him one of his eyes, which was the blue precious stone, and the swallow did so. And the third person who he asked the swallow to help was the little girl who was selling matches on the street side, but could not sell any as they were damp. So he asked the swallow to take the second eye, which is the blue precious stone, and give it to that young girl. Now the prince was blind and could not see anything. Thus the swallow did not want to leave the prince. The prince then requested the swallow to go over the town or fly over the town to see how his people were doing. Then the swallow reported back to the prince after flying over the town, and told the prince that there were two brothers who were holding each other in the cold, trying to keep themselves warm under a bridge, and a watchman chased them away and told them to go home, not knowing that they were homeless. So the prince told the swallow to take some pieces of his clothing and give it to the young little boys, as they were made of cold, and the swallow did so. And in this way, the Happy Prince helped many a people, and doing this, he became very shabby looking. And in the end, when the winter actually set in fully, the swallow died at the feet of the Happy Prince. Now one day, the mayor and his counselors were passing through the town, and they saw the shabby statue of the Happy Prince and decided to take it down. And the mayor decided to put his own statue over there. So while making his statue, the blacksmith removed the Happy Prince's broken heart as well as the dead swallow and threw it aside. Now God asked his angels to bring two precious things from the town, and the angels brought the broken heart of the Happy Prince and the dead swallow, and God was very pleased with that. So children, this is just a small summary of the entire story. So you need to go through the entire chapter thoroughly so as to answer the questions from the worksheet. Thank you.